Welcome to the Detail Solutions Podcast. My name is Alex Russell, and I am your host. Just in the nick of time, buddy.
Yeah, man. So I left the other podcast, and I'm like, all right, let me turn on YouTube. And I'm like, oh, sweet, man. The countdown's still going. Slide right in,
well,
and here I am.
I let it go a little bit closer to 8 o'clock before I started it because
yeah,
I knew.
Yeah, Giancarlo was late, man.
Yeah. Yeah, and I knew you would. I knew you were gonna slide in, so I figured I would try to time it closer to 8 o'clock before I started the countdown and everything. Give you a couple.
Good job there, buddy.
Yeah. So how are you doing today? It's Friday.
Yeah, dude.
Friday in a row? Or no, wait, you weren't here.
No, I wasn't here last week. The week
you weren't here last week.
Yeah, the week before.
Yeah.
I'm doing great, man. It's a busy Friday. How about yourself?
You know, girls are out of town, so it's bachelor.
Oh yeah, buddy.
me and the dogs, that's it, man. It's wild.
You gotta go chill in the pool for a little bit, butt ass naked.
No, it's a PG show, come on, man. So listen, the detailsolutionspodcast.com is the website. It's the only website you need to know. Forget about all the other ones. That website's gonna have everything you need for your life. It's gonna have all the links to where you can find the podcast, where you can listen to the podcast, where you can talk about the podcast. It's going to have our preferred vendor page, which, I mean, let's face it, those are the only products you really need to use.
Yes.
You know, and if you can't find something with those products, then you're doing it wrong, you know, because we have the best. We have the best. That's all.
Per-reach, brother, per-reach.
Yeah, you know, and listen, and not only are you going to find those products there, those brands there, but we also tell you about the companies. We give you a coupon code so you can save some money and then a link that'll take you directly to their page. So you don't need to go back into Google and search. You just click that button. Don't forget to use your coupon code when you're checking out, spending a little bit of money with our ad partners so that they can spend some money with us. And hopefully we make you laugh, give you a little bit of hashtag money, money, funny, right? I know you're waiting for that one.
I got the chills.
And then we have the merch store.
Let them know, Alex. Let them know about the merch store.
You don't need to wear anything else. Just buy you some Detail Solutions Podcast t-shirts, hoodies, hats. I mean, you're good to go, you know? Winnie the Pooh it, man. You don't need no pants, you know? Like, we don't sell pants yet. You just be Winnie the Pooh. Donald Duck, whatever.
Yes. Yo, where did this come from? Is this what happens every Friday? You just let the freak out and you just start preaching?
No, it's just tonight for some reason. I don't know, man.
Hold on, man. I'm sweating. Whew.
Yeah, it's good for you. All right. And then, you know, we got the YouTube. We are streaming live to YouTube. We got Aaron's watching us. How you doing, Aaron? Appreciate it. Actually, Aaron and a few other people, but I just know Aaron because he said hello. So we got the YouTube channel, right? We're streaming these things all the time to the YouTube. If you want to go back and watch them, see the funny. You heard the funny. Now you want to see the funny. You can go to the Detail Solutions Podcast on YouTube and check us out. SDC is coming up soon. Kind of excited about that. It's going to be our first taking the show on the road trip. See how that's going to be. Hopefully as fun as MTE was, maybe better. I don't know. We'll see. But if you're going to SDC, don't forget to use the coupon code DSP15 when you check out. You'll save 15% off of your tickets. Gloss University is also coming up. I know we were asked the other night if we're going to go to Gloss University. Not sure about that yet, but the first one is going to be April 29th through the 30th in Anaheim, California. That is the advanced training, advanced wet sanding, advanced correction. And then they also are doing something new this year. They're doing kind of like the intro, which I think for intro people might still be advanced. I don't know how intro it's going to be. Like I was talking with Kilmer the other night and he's like, man, the intro stuff might still be pretty advanced, but there's two dates for that. They're 1 day trainings. You can either choose September 30th or October 1st. And all that information is on glossuniversity.com. You can go there and purchase your seats and all of that fun stuff. And you guys know what I'm going to beg you for next, or ask you for next, is to like, share, follow, subscribe, hit that notification button, leave a 5-star review. Just, you know, get us out there, get us more listeners. We need you to help us get more listeners so that we can get more people to spend money with our ad people. So they'll spend more money with us and we'll give you more funny. Hashtag more money, more money, more funny. Whatever.
All right, man.
Heavy Hitter Detailing, we appreciate you being with us tonight. Thank you. All right, let's go ahead and knock out these first two commercials and we'll be back with our actual guest. We'll be right back.
On a detailing business, you need Car Supplies Warehouse. We offer tested and proven solutions to keep your business running strong. We offer wholesale memberships, in-person training, and the best chemicals, products, and tools all in one place. Go to carsupplieswarehouse.com and use code SOLUTIONS for 15% off. Code is valid for one-time use only. Some restrictions may apply. Go shop now on carsupplieswarehouse.com.
You need a website, but you don't know where to start? Detailers Roadmap can help. Their websites are designed for detailers and have all the features you need to convert visitors into lifelong customers. It's easy to use, affordable, and they'll even write and design the website from start to finish. So accelerate your auto detailing business's growth and increase online visibility with Detailers Roadmap's bespoke digital marketing services. You'll rank high on search engines and increase PPF, ceramic coating, and tinting sales. Contact Detailers Roadmap today to schedule your free discovery call. And make sure you tell them you heard about it here on the Detail Solutions podcast to receive your discount. All right, and we are back with our special guest, Stephen Thompson, a.k.a. the Detail Kid.
Hey, everyone.
How you doing, buddy?
Good.
How's your day going?
Very well.
You got to be a pro at this now. You've been on a couple of podcasts lately, haven't you?
Yes.
Yeah. So we're late to the game. Yeah, it's like usual. We're always coming up behind, dragging along. So listen, man, I want to jump right into it, you know, because I think you obviously are a different guest than what we normally have. And I want to know how, why, where, when did you get into detailing at such a young age?
Well, I've been around it my whole life because my dad started the business before I was born. So I just usually saw him detailing.
Yeah.
And when I got older, I was like, oh, can I do it? Can I do it? So
like what's older? Because you're 12, right? So like
5, 6.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, that's awesome, man. Yeah, and so you've been doing it since then?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool, man. My daughter, when she was like 4 and 5, would come to the shop and ask me if she could help me like wax a car or wet sand some headlights, but usually it was all of about like 5 minutes and then she was done. And then no chance of getting her back in the shop now because it's too hot, it's too sweaty, she's too much of a princess. So it's cool that you stuck with it, man. So like, what was it? I mean, was it because it was something that your dad did and you were around all the time? Did that like keep you into it? Or was there something else that kind of, you know, kept you wanting to come back for more and learn more and be better at it?
Well, it was really the cars, because I remember watching these videos on YouTube and things, and I'd see hypercars, all these different cars, and I said, I want to do one of those. I want to watch one of those. And it really kept me with it so I could work my way up like how I am today.
That's awesome, man. And so you are, if I'm not mistaken, you are the youngest IDA certified and skills validated detailer in the industry?
Yes.
That's awesome, man. Congratulations.
I'm so grateful for everyone who helped me. Everyone, like Ivan LaCroix, he trained me at Rag Company and taught me how to wax, polish, and so much more.
Dude, that's awesome, man. You know, Jason and I were having the conversation yesterday because when we were talking about you coming on, and you know, you're kind of like the second kid that we've kind of known about. Dane at Jason's Dane's detailing, right?
Yeah, Dane's detailing.
But he's a little bit older than you.
I think he's 15 or 16 now.
Okay, yeah. And we were talking about how cool it is that, you know, kids coming into this industry, you know, probably for fun. I would imagine, you know, like you said, you wanted to do hypercars and whatever as a fun thing, but you're really setting yourself up that by the time you graduate high school, you're already going to have a business, right? I mean, whether it's taking, you know, kicking the old man out and taking over his spot or becoming his competition, right? Like you guys are already setting yourselves up to have like these successful.
He'll have a business degree by the time he's 18, pretty much.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, is that something that you want to do? Like, is this something you want to do for forever? Or do you want to go to college? Do you want to learn something else and get into a different field?
Well, I don't want to go to college, but so we have a detail supply store in the front of our building.
Oh, okay.
And I'm just my dad's salesman, so I really enjoy selling our products to other people.
Nice. So would you maybe want to jump in with a brand and become a sales rep, travel around, yes, show people how to do stuff? That's awesome. That's what I'm trying to do. That's what I'm going to be when I grow up too. I'm going to be
a salesman.
Yeah. Hint, hint, anybody listening, I'm available for hire. Take me now. I'm tired of working in the shop. Man. It's hot. It's hot. I'm getting old. come get me.
So I have a question. Do like your friends at school know what you do?
Well, most people, I don't really tell kids at school. Only some of my friends know. Mm-hmm. Like we did this. I'm not sure if you've seen my life. It was the kind of things my class said to me, about me, and some of them were about like you're such a good driver and things like that, because they know I am involved with cars, but I don't really talk about it that much.
Yeah, is it because you think that they wouldn't really understand it and be able to talk to you about it, or is it just because it's when you're with them you're just doing kid stuff, playing ball, talking about comics and stuff like that?
They don't understand, and it's because I don't like being a show off and things like that, bragging in front of others.
Oh man,
dang, he's got it already, man.
I need to take some lessons from him, because I was listening back to our episode from the other day, and apparently you called me out a couple of times for
being, you were flexing hard, man. Hard. Oh, you almost burst out your shirt. Man, this kid's got it. Good for you, Steve. Good for you, man.
That's awesome. It's good that you're keeping a level head. So how much fun has it been, you know, with kind of all this?
And it's attention. Attention.
Yeah, because you just said you don't really want the attention, but you're getting a lot of it right now.
Yeah.
I just try to not have, like, let's say a different company in different. Find a brand rep that I can be with different several companies, but I don't want to be with a company where, you can't work with us anymore. Yeah. But yeah. I'm just nervous. I'm just going to do the wrong thing in front of thousands of people.
Right. Yeah. I noticed when I saw a couple of your videos where you're, you know, polishing, explaining how you're polishing or things like that. I know I know sometimes, like, I don't know if it's your dad or your mom will kind of like say something to you and you're like, what? I'm doing it right. Like, it's okay. You know, like, they're trying to coach you and you're, you know, you're telling them like, no, no, I'm doing it the right way. So, yeah. So you got invited out to the Peterson Auto Museum. What kind of experience was that? How cool was that to do?
It was pretty crazy, especially when we were going down in the vault. Everyone was like so quiet. I was like, oh, do I say something or?
Yeah, you hear a pin drop. Nobody wanted to talk. And what kind of cars did you get to work on while you were there? Because they got some pretty cool stuff, right?
Steve McQueen's $50 million Jaguar.
Nice.
The 1967 Ford GT Mark 40. I saw that car 2 years ago when I went to the Peterson.
Uh-huh.
Also, the Henry Ford Ferrari that Enzo Ferrari gave to Henry Ford. Those nice. Two cars I took pictures next to.
Yeah, I saw the picture. Was it a picture or a video with the Ferrari where you're like polishing the hood or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, how intense did you guys get on detailing those? I mean, was it just more of a light polish kind of deal, or were you guys getting full on paint correction?
We didn't do interiors at all. On the Henry Ford Ferrari, we did a polish on it, and then we did another polish, like a compound. And then we ceramic coated it, and on Magnum PI's Ferrari, we did like a polymer, I think.
Okay. So like a polymer wax sealant.
Yeah, like
Yeah,
Sonax.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And how cool was that to be invited by Sonax and Flex out there?
That was really exciting. Especially because I met Rigo at Mobile Tech a couple weeks before.
Nice.
How'd you like Mobile Tech?
Yeah, I think it was so much fun.
Was that your first time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to go back?
Yeah, definitely. Hang out with you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
We'd love to have you come sit at the table. We'll be there next year. Are you going to go to SDC?
I'm not sure yet.
Okay. How about SEMA?
I'm not old enough.
Well, listen.
That's right.
It's in Vegas. Listen, just tell your parents Vegas has become kid friendly over the last few years. It'll be okay.
If you
come to SDC, make sure you come find us because Jason and I are going to have a booth and we're going to be looking for people to talk to and everything. So obviously, we would love to have you come to SDC. So are you a Flex user or are you a Rupes kid?
No, I'm a Flex.
Okay.
Once I found out about the PX80, it's my best friend now.
That's a good machine, though.
Yeah. You know, we just had Chris Metcalf on about, I don't know, what, a month ago? No,
it was like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Which they all blend together to me.
Right.
He said that was like surprisingly one of probably their most used or sought after tools is the PXE80. It's a good little machine there.
Yeah, caught me a beast.
Yeah, yeah. So what do you do besides detailing? I mean, what kind of kid stuff do you do? I mean, do you play ball or?
Yeah. What are your hobbies, man?
You sports or?
I like baseball. I think I'm gonna try soccer this year and baseball.
Okay. Nice.
Baseball's my favorite.
Yeah. Nice. Who's your favorite team?
I'm not into the teams. I'm just
okay.
A player.
You just like it. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
What position do you play?
I like second.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a good spot.
Yeah. And then with soccer, is that something new you're going to try out for, or is that something you've done a little bit? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do it at school or do it like recreation on the weekends or something?
Yeah, recreation.
Yeah. It's going to cut into that work time at the detail shop, man. Dad's going to have to find somebody else to replace you with. Another 12-year-old.
Are you an only child?
No.
You got brothers and sisters?
One brother, two sisters.
How old are they?
One is 9, a 16-year-old, and a 22-year-old. No, 23 this year.
Oh, okay. So you're Malcolm. You're in the middle.
Yeah.
He's laughing. I hope he really understands that.
I know.
Yeah, we watch Malcolm in the Middle. Okay. Yes.
All right, there we go.
Good deal. All right.
Yes, I was about to feel so old. Thank you for saying that you know.
Listen, I was talking with Jackie the other day, and I tried to reference something from Fast Times at Richmond High, and she was like, "What?" And I was like, "Oh, God, I forget you're so young."
Oh no,
yeah. So yeah, I'm glad he got that because yeah.
So, are any of your other siblings like involved in detailing, or?
My older sister, Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
She would detail when she was younger, but she never really sticked to it like how I did.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What about your younger sibling? Do you think they'll get into detailing?
We don't know what she's gonna do. She's kind of the crazy one in the family.
It's always good to have one of those.
Yeah.
If you don't know who the crazy one is, it's probably you, right?
Oh, Alex.
So, Steven, with all the cars that you had, you have detailed already or got to work on, what's your unicorn? Like, what's the one car you are dying to put your hands on, even if it's just like washing it or something?
There's two I have in mind.
Okay, we'll give
the 2022 Bugatti Chiron Super Sport, and a 1969 Dodge Charger. That's a car I really want for my first car.
First car, wow!
You got a lot of balls behind that car for a first car, boy. Yeah. Woo.
You gonna tell Dad you need a raise? Because
that's what I've been trying to do.
Yeah. Listen, that's why he's been going all these detail tours. He's gonna start commanding an appearance fee so he can pay for his Dodge.
There you go.
Awesome. Well, listen.
What color do you want the Dodge? Hold on. What color do you want the Dodge?
The General Lee.
There you go.
There you go. Either that, you gotta go either that or plum crazy purple.
Yeah, those two colors are just like the colors for that car.
Exactly. All right, let's knock out a commercial break real quick, and we'll be right back.
Tell us about your little wheelie journey you had yesterday. How'd that go on the Viper chair?
I stole this Viper chair. A lot of people hadn't played with one, so I quite like the fact that they got a shot.
Nice.
You know, a lot of guys were generally trying out going, huh, these things are cool. But it was good fun, especially on this floor. Like, this is a legit carpet and all the cables, it just
rolls right over.
Get in its stride. Yeah, well done. It's a cool chair. I like it.
How comfortable are you right now?
Very. Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you think detailers should invest in a Viper chair?
You know what? My name is Alan Medcraft, and I would say go buy Viper.
Make sure to go to viperindustrial.com and at checkout, use the code DSP25 to save an additional $25 off your purchase. That's a stackable coupon, so whatever Viper's giving you off, get another $25 as well.
Now is your chance to try Oberg's new rinseless wash and quick detailer. Additionally, you can save 15% by using coupon code DSP, all capital letters. This hyperconcentrate can be diluted down for a rinseless wash and a quick detailer. It serves excellent as a clay bar lubricant and truly smells incredible. To find out more, please visit oberkcarcare.com.
And we're back. Come on, red lights on. We're back. We're live on air.
Mom.
Yeah.
That was great. Yeah, great.
Awesome. So how many hours a week are you putting in at the shop? I mean, is it just something you go in every now and then, or I mean, is it something you're pretty regular with?
So I want to be doing one car a month, but since I'm on spring break for the last 2 weeks, I've been working on that Ferrari I just finished last week, and that was a full ceramic coating, and then this week I've been doing interiors and washes.
Nice. And you get 2 weeks for spring break?
Yes.
Wow, man.
I only get 1 week down here. My kid's getting robbed.
I'm not gonna tell her. I got robbed as a kid.
I know. And I'm not going to tell Haley that because she'll be like, can we move to Idaho? No.
Alice is going to have a potato field.
Yeah. We'll start a potato podcast.
You're going to be like Matt Damon in the movie Martian.
Yeah. So what is your favorite thing to do in the detail shop? I mean, if you're doing a service, what's your favorite?
Mm-hmm. It's either washing or polishing.
Washing, huh?
Really?
That's a first.
Yeah.
That's a first.
I hate washing cars.
Yeah, I do too.
Really?
Yeah. Listen, if I had my way, if I scaled my shop big enough and had employees, I'd have somebody wash the car, decon it, dry it. Then I would cut and polish it, and then I'd have them either wax it or ceramic coat it because all I want to do is cut and polish.
See, I don't mind the ceramic coating. Like, I'll do that, but the washing is just the pain now. I think it's just because we're so old, Alex.
It could
Our bodies are just not nimble.
See, I kind of think of it like I'm a doctor, right? Like, I come in and I do the main part, and then I'm just like, all right, you know, you prep. You get it prepped. I'll come in. I'll do the cut and the surgery, and then somebody comes and stitches it up and puts the wax or the coating on. That's how I would do it. I'd give myself a
don't cool listen doctor. To us. Okay, mm-hmm. Don't take any of our habits.
Yeah. Wash cars if you love. Washing
yeah,
cars.
Seriously. If that's what makes you happy and you enjoy it, more power to you.
What is it about washing cars that you enjoy?
Like last week, the guy who owns the Ferrari, he brought in this Ford Bronco. Okay. It was all muddy, and I just like seeing the customer's reaction because they're like, what the heck? This thing looks brand new.
Yeah. No, I get that. I had that this week. I had a customer bring me his C8 Vet that I coated, I think like a year and a half ago now. And he takes pretty good care of it, but he wanted me to wash it. And he came in and he was like, acting like I had just ceramic coated it. He's like, oh my God. He's like, this thing looks amazing. So I can kind of get that, but I was just kind of like, buddy, you just got to wash, like calm down.
So what's one of your favorite products to use?
For washing or?
For anything. Anything. Could be paint correction, could be interior, wash, whatever you want.
That's a hard one.
I know.
I think it would be the Adams limited edition Cyber Monday detail spray.
What about that one?
Because it's like an all-purpose for the exterior. You can use it on the paint, the windows.
Okay.
Sweet, man.
Now, because that was a Cyber Monday, is that a limited thing? So if you don't have enough of it stockpiled up, you're out of luck?
Yeah. I have, like, three bottles.
Okay. So do you use it sparingly? Like, I don't know if this car deserves it. Like, you know.
Yeah, I have some other detail sprays I'll use on the Subaru, the Outback.
Right.
Yeah.
But like the Ferraris, those get the good stuff, right? Yeah. 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 That's the top shelf. The top shelf detail chemicals right there. Yeah. What are the I mean, it happens all the time. I just had it. Just had brain fart. Sorry.
I want to know how do you feel about the detail industry? And the reason why I ask this question, because kids are usually honest about their answers. I think you would be.
Kids say the darndest things.
Yeah, they do. I mean, because I've seen that you've taken some criticism from other details, which to me is completely insane.
Yeah.
Insane. So though, whoever you are, you're crazy. For one, but like, how do you feel when that stuff kind of happens?
It's hard to say. I don't really know what's going on in the detail industry. It's so hectic because of everyone fighting and everything. I'm not sure what to think about it.
From the mouths of bibs.
There it is, man. We're a hectic. We're a hectic bunch.
Listen, man. He's got, right, listen, he's got more important things on his mind. He's got baseball. He's got soccer. He's, you know, he doesn't have time to be on Facebook wondering who's crying about this or.
But the fact that he doesn't, but still knows that it's hectic is.
Oh yeah.
Is absolutely. My point.
Yeah.
Like I wanted to make this clear. Like, listen, we need to clean it up.
Yeah. Who are some of the detailers in the industry that you look up to or that you admire?
Definitely Rico Santana. He is one of the nicest guys who's ever trained me. When I went down to the Peterson,
mm-hmm.
I became a part of his group, New Generation Detailing.
Oh, cool.
So that's officially made me more accredited than my dad.
There you go. Suck it, old man.
Ooh, that's a shot right there. That's a shot right there.
Is there anybody else? Or
Alex is fishing for this one.
I mean, two guys you might be talking to right now. No. No, seriously. No, I'm just curious. Is there anybody else or anything?
It would have to be the president of the USA, Sonax, and Flex.
Nice.
Those guys are so nice. Cool. And my buddies in the New Gen group.
Mm-hmm. Did you think that you would get all this attention when you started detailing?
No.
I mean, do you like it? Any? I mean, I know you said you're just kind of like whatever, but I mean, is it? It's still kind of cool, though, right?
Yeah.
I think it's cool. Yeah. I think it's cool.
Listen, I think it's cool when I started getting a little bit of attention.
Yeah.
Me? No, not me. I mean, I'm just a little guy.
He ain't lying either. That is not a lie.
So who's somebody in the industry that you haven't met yet that you want to?
I met him at Mobile Tech.
Somebody you haven't met that you want to.
I don't know.
No, he don't know. He just knows it's a hectic industry. He doesn't care about anything else.
Well, I mean, I don't know if he's like, you know, if he's gonna throw out like a Rennie Doyle or a Mike Phillips or.
I met Mike Phillips at Mobile Tech.
Okay,
he met all these people.
That was my dream.
Yeah. Okay.
To meet.
Yeah. How was it?
That's so cool.
Was he awesome? I still haven't met him yet. He politely turned me down on the podcast, so I never got a chance to meet him yet. I'm not cool enough. No, I'm joking, Mike. Was it cool? Was it cool?
I don't know.
I said, I haven't met him yet. Every time I see him at MTE, like I'm recording a podcast and I didn't have a chance.
Just waving in the distance. Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
It's Alex.
I was a little disappointed because Mike Hine and him are pretty good buddies. And I was waiting for Mike Hine to like go get him and bring him to the podcast. Mike Hine, get on it next year.
Listen, he helped us a ton.
He did.
Give him a break.
I will, but you know, I mean, he could have brought Mike Phillips over to the podcast and
everyone
homes it down.
He just squeezes every little ounce he can out of everybody.
Listen, I don't pay anybody, but I expect you to do what I want.
Yeah. Jeez, Alex.
I know. So what are some things that you're looking forward to, you know, in the next year with, you know, either detailing or school or whatnot?
I think school is kind of hard because I'm having to think of like the podcast.
Uh-huh.
Podcasts I've had in the past. I've been thinking, what am I gonna say? What am I gonna do?
Yeah.
So I've been having to think, and yeah.
See, but this should help you out for school when now you have to get up and start doing presentations and everything.
Yeah.
Like now you're not gonna be like you know, deer in the headlights. You'll be like, whatever, man. I've been on these podcasts. I know what I'm doing. So you're seventh grade?
No.
Eighth?
Fifth.
Fifth.
Wait, 12 is.
Yeah.
Were you a late start?
Yeah.
Okay. See, Haley was an early, so she's ahead because she's 13, going to be 14 in eighth grade. So yeah, she was like 11, I think, in fifth grade or whatever. Good grades. You a good studious kid? Yeah, that tells you all I needed to know right there.
I'm okay.
Yes.
So the best grade you can get is fours, and I'm getting twos, threes. So yeah.
Wait a minute. Can someone explain that to me? Because I'm used to A's, B's, C's, and F's.
Okay. I'm getting around C's, B's.
Okay.
Like C minus, B minus.
Okay.
It's not too bad.
No.
Yeah.
Listen.
I'm not going to pretend that I don't think I got a single A ever when I was in school. So.
And listen, it's really not going to matter anyways, because by the time you're 18, you're going to have a super successful detailing business.
For real, man.
Yeah.
You're like, what do I need the Pythagorean theorem for? Your mom and dad are probably like, don't listen to them. Do not listen to them.
Well, no, don't listen to Alex. I'm going back to school. So, you know, school is cool.
Yeah, definitely.
Can I get you a shirt that just says nerd when you start going back to school?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you. Not the kid, you.
I'll wear one. Yeah, Jason and me can both wear one. Let's do it.
When you go back to school, every time you're going to come on the podcast and you say something, I'm just going to refer to you as Sheldon Cooper. All right, Sheldon Cooper.
Yes, I'm okay with that. He's a genius. I don't care if it's fake.
I know. Just messing with you.
I'm taking that as a compliment, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
You got something?
See, this is what happens when you got bad internet.
What?
You're frozen. Well, now you're not, but you froze.
I am?
You're okay now.
I shouldn't be at all. Like, I'm not even on Wi-Fi. I'm hard-drived in.
Well, you froze on my end.
That was you. You and your androids over there. You don't even have the R2-D2, dude. You got like the R5 and like the one that Jawas pull out and like try to like
that's hold rough, dog. That's tape. Rough.
Like the thing.
I feel, dude. That's so insulting. That's. I'd rather you just say I have cheap shit. That was more insulting than that. Oh my god. I'm sorry. Excuse my language. Yeah. Jeez. Are you a Star Wars fan, Steven?
Yeah.
There we go.
My brother has a lot of Star Wars, and so I would go over to his apartment, and I would play Star Wars with him.
Nice.
So have you seen all the movies?
I mostly like Mandalorian, things like that.
Yeah. Okay. Jason, are you caught up on Mandalorian?
I haven't watched a single episode.
Oh, man, this season's good.
Trust me, I've seen clips, and I'm like, I don't need to see that right now. I'm waiting for it to end so I can watch it all.
Yeah. I'm just going to spoil it for you. So let me tell you what happens.
No. Don't spoil it.
That's mean, Alex.
I'm kidding. No, but it's definitely pretty good this season.
I know it is. I know it is. And I'm very excited for it.
Yeah.
Are you into video games, Steven?
Definitely.
So have you played the Star Wars games? Like the
ones? I play like the ones for PS4. I play like some of the Lego ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I play Roblox. I want to start playing Fortnite again. I play with my friend.
Yeah.
Are you good at Fortnite?
I haven't gotten a single kill.
Hey, dude. It is totally okay, because if I tried to play that game, I'd get crushed.
Haley was in
it. I get crushed in anything I play. So
yeah. Haley was in it for a while, and it was funny because, like, she'd come out and she'd be like, or I'd go in her room and she'd be like, yeah, check out like this skin. Look at this gun I got. And she's like, she's like, we go over to my dad's house because my dad's just got like a ton of guns. And Haley's like, oh, yeah, that's a that type gun. That's a that type. And I'm like, what? She's like, yeah, Fortnite, Dad. So, like, my dad let her shoot the AR-15 in the backyard. yeah, that was pretty nuts. But now she's more into Roblox.
Yeah, that's my like video game, because you can play certain different games.
Yeah, there's like a ton of different games inside of the one game or whatever. Yeah,
this is Roblox.
Yeah, Roblox.
Yeah, it's like a square with a hole in the middle.
Yeah, you can build stuff in there. Like Haley builds. Like, she'll go in there and build, like, these crazy houses or whatever. And she's like, you want to see my house? And I'm like, yeah. And then, like, she's walking me through it. And I'm like,
how did you make that?
Yeah. I'm like, how did you do that, you know? And then I start critiquing it. She's like, here's the master bedroom. And I'm like, it doesn't have a bathroom. And she's like, well, the bathroom's downstairs. I was like, well, you wouldn't. It's not the master bedroom then. You can't have a master bedroom without a bathroom. God, like, and I'm like, where's the closet at? And I'm like, start picking. I'm like, kid, you need to go back to engineer school, architecture school.
So is it like Minecraft?
No, you can. So basically there's a mode you can only do it on the computers, I believe, where you can go through and make maps and things like that. Yeah. And then if you have an iPhone or Android or whatever, you can play certain games if you have Wi-Fi, and you can do certain things where you can have private servers and things like that.
Hmm. Yeah, you can have like if you only want to play with your friends, you get on a private server, right. You just invite your friends, and it's just your friends, which is what mostly Haley does. To keep away from the weirdos that are go on those tech games.
I gotcha.
Yeah. Let's knock out our last commercial, and then we'll come back and we'll wrap it up.
What's happening, Detail Solutions Podcast? Ian here from Auto Fiber. I've got a special discount for our Towel of the Month Club. TOTM25 will get you 25% off of the Towel of the Month Club. And in the Towel of the Month Club, pretty much you sign up, pay for a year, and every month we're going to send you a different sample of a different type of towel or applicator. So it's a good way to get different samples and try different types of our products. So use TOTM25 at checkout for 25% off.
Hey everybody, Rennie Doyle here, founder of the Detail Mafia and Detailing Success. You know, I love quotes, and this is one of my favorites. It's not enough to do your best. You must know what to do, then do your best. There's a lot more to detailing than just making paint shiny. To be successful, you need to be a well-rounded detailer, and most importantly, an entrepreneur. At Detailing Success, I really take pride in that we will not only teach you the highest level detailing skills you need, but we will mentor and coach you to be a profitable business owner. Our advanced 5-day training is held monthly at my hometown, in the beautiful town, I may say, of Big Bear Lake, California. If you want to learn more, email me directly at Rennie@detailingsuccess.com or visit detailingsuccess.com and ask about our special offer for our podcast listeners. Happy detailing, everybody. Take care. We'll see you next time.
All right. Okay, Steven. So normally when we come back from the wrap up, I always ask everybody, when did they realize their worth? But I'm going to switch it up because, you know, I don't know if Steven's really like at that point yet, you know, like I think he's still got some ways to go before he figures out his worth. So I want to ask you a new question. You're going to be the first person I ask this question to, because it was asked of me tonight and I just drew a blank. I couldn't answer it. So the question is, what song would you choose to best describe you? So like if you're coming out for that heavyweight fight and you got that intro song, what's the song?
I have two that I would choose in between.
Okay.
Rockstar by Nickelback.
Okay.
Ooh. And Gasoline from Overhauling, the intro.
Oh, okay.
I am Gasoline.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
No, right. That's good, man. I'm glad you did that. I'm glad you said that because, like I said, it was asked to me, and I was like, ah. I was like, ah, man, that's a good one. I don't know.
Right,
like,
Van Halen.
Well, I was trying to think of even like a Van Halen song.
That Panama.
That's more about a car, man. You know?
I can still just see you coming out to that, just majestically walking through the
floor. I don't know, man. I think I would just steal Stone Cold Steve Austin's music, dude. That's just the best music ever. Just the dun 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 dun.
Dude, you're not scary enough for that. Stop it.
Yeah. Mr. Rogers. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Well, listen, Steven, we appreciate you coming on and doing this. Man, if anybody wants to try and reach out to you, you know, what's the best way that they can, you know, if somebody wants to
or follow you. Just
yeah,
to
follow
see
you, ask you a question. I mean, I don't know how it is to ask kids to, you know, to tell their information for people to follow them. So I'm trying to tread lightly on this. But, you know, where's all your information for people to you know, reach out to you or follow you or see what's going on, you know, just follow your journey and whatnot.
Well, if you go to thedetailkid.com, I have merchandise there. I have all my social media at the bottom. And yeah, I have one more person I just remembered about.
Okay.
Adam Patali with Adam's Polishes.
Uh-huh.
I have a few of his hats. But yeah, he's a really good guy. He lives here in Eagle, and he comes in the shop once, twice a week, and just talks to me and hangs out.
That's awesome. Yeah, he ain't got nothing better to do these days. You know, he sold Adams for all that money. Like, he's just, I'll go hang out with Steven and shoot the shit a little bit. Well, listen, Steven, I appreciate you coming on and doing this, man. It was fun. You know, it's different for us because we're used to having it's weird, you know, and not in a bad way, but in a cool way to like kind of see, you know, these kids getting into the industry, like we said earlier, you know, and man, they're going to be, you know, lighting the world on fire, hopefully, you know, by the time that they're graduating, and hopefully you guys can be the change that maybe this industry needs, you know, push some of us old people out of the nest and take over. So, listen, man, appreciate it. Excited to see what you do next. Hopefully, If you make it to STC, we'll see you. If not, we'll catch you next year at MTE for sure. We'll
get, yeah.
you, get you in. And you have a great night. And we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Have a good one.
Yeah, guys. Definitely.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Take care. Bye.
All right, man. So, okay, Jason just bounced out. Normally, we kind of do our little ending thing, but I guess not. So yeah, that's it. That was Steven. It's cool to talk to him. Cool to find out, you know, what's going on with him and how he's doing, and you know, being a 12-year-old into this industry and how crazy it can be and whatnot. So I hope everybody enjoyed that one. You guys have a great night, day, weekend, whatever it is when you're listening to this. We appreciate it so much, and take care. Bye.